Everybody.
Thank you, Peter. It's awesome to be back. I took a little break. We'll see whether I should take another break after this next 5 minutes. I grew up in Nanaimo, and there's some weird people in this town. I knew this one kid. He told me that he hated birds. I asked him, why do you hate birds? He says, because they don't have hands. Well, that's weird. You also hate horses? And he goes, hell yeah, I hate horses. They don't have hands either. And this kid also told me that, later on in life, he told me that when he was young, he thought that he had invented masturbation. Can you imagine growing up thinking you invented that? Like, I don't know, if you feel awesome about yourself or weird about yourself. But he's proud of it. He goes, yeah, man, I invented it. I thought I did. But then it kind of clued into me. I thought, well, that's why you hate animals that don't have hands. Makes perfect sense. But what he didn't think about was, I bet you those birds, they still find a way to masturbate. Somehow. With wings, their beaks, I don't know. But yeah, that wasn't me. I grew up sheltered in this town. I grew up very sheltered. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of shows on TV because they're inappropriate. Like, I grew up in the 80s, so like Three's Company, Baywatch. Remember that short-lived show, Bosom Buddies? Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it. But all I knew, I didn't even know what a bosom was. I just knew you shouldn't be buddies with it. And I also knew that I wasn't the kid that invented masturbation. I didn't figure that shit out till after I got married. The only shows I was allowed to watch in my wholesome upbringing here in Nanaimo were the family shows. You know, like The Waltons, Little House on the Prairie, or the spin-off show from that, The Littlest Hobo. Thank you. That was a very rare laugh. I think that joke kills. It should be laughed at more. Anyway, but what if those appropriate shows mess kids up? What if some kid's watching The Littlest Hobo and he's like, yeah, I'm going to start skipping school, traveling town to town, solving petty disputes and family stuff. I'm going to start... Sorry, that came all wrong. But that's okay. I don't care. If that... Parents would be livid. They'd be like, CTV, you and your healthy shows about dogs that help people. Look at my kid. Why are you doing this, son? Well, Dad, there's a voice. And it keeps on calling me. Down the road is where I'll always be. Come on, son, please. Are your friends putting you up to this? He'd be like, Dad, every stop I make a new friend. I can't stay for long, I just turn around and I'm gone again. Please, son, please, will you go to school tomorrow? I don't know, Dad, maybe. Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. But until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Despite the British guys not laughing, because they don't have that show in England, do they? Or maybe it's just not funny. I also grew up super lazy. I was a lazy Nanaimo kid, like all the other Nanaimo kids. You know, we're surrounded by nature. There's Mount Benson just like 10 steps from here. It's gorgeous. We don't go there in the 80s. We go to the mall. Why would we want to enjoy nature when we can go buy bootleggers and neon sunglasses? You know, back then, Nanaimo had the distinction of having more malls per capita than any town in North America. No wonder we were so lazy. You know, it got so bad that this report came out in the 70s that the average 30-year-old Canadian, this is true, is less healthy than the average 60-year-old Swede from Sweden. Obviously. So that stat kind of got in the craw of the politicians, and Pierre Trudeau, our then Prime Minister, said, we got to do something about that. Let's pour some money into this. Let's create the participation program and give kids badges for walking stairs. Remember that? Yes. Remember getting those badges? Let's create parks. So they created a park in Nanaimo called the Participe Park on Bowen Road. Have you heard of it? The Participe Park? It's weird. It's weird. You go in there and you're like, okay, you're supposed to do push-ups on a log over here. Over here is a jumping station. Then over here there's a pole. You're supposed to climb this pole and get in shape. I'm thinking, are we training athletes? Or like strippers? I'm sure the Swedes were like shaking in their has-beens. Thank you. You have to know what a has-been is. I'm almost done. And that the Participe Park, those exercises, they built them way up in the trees. Like, who can use them? Monkeys? Stripper monkeys? You had to wait for that one, but it was worth it, right? Stripper monkeys. Anyone else here like stripper monkeys? A couple guys, yeah. Where are
they? Monkeys in a barrel!
Yeah. Naked. I'm gonna wrap this up if I can remember the final line for this bit. It goes like this. It goes, oh yeah. Well, you know what? We still win. Because that 30-year-old Canadian, he's 70, and that 60-year-old Swede, he's dead. We win. That's my time.
Brian Pankins, everybody. You guys are having a hard time with Lilith's Hobo. You gotta check out Lilith's Hobo. It's a classic. Here's one for you. Manuel! Manuel! Yeah? Faulty Towers? I don't know. You ever seen that one?